the Rambam had written as follows: Pachos Mizeh Sheyeda Hanosin the Meyitin Veleyeda Hani Mimi Lokeach. That was affiliated with Maroko. Kigon Yidolei Achachamim Shayu Hochin Baseser Mashlich Namos Bepischei Haniyim. Yesterday we talked about the idea of, you know, Al Yabin Pnei Chaver Berabim Mushlach Mutab Sheyashlich Adam Atmol Toch Kivshan Shalish. He mutes, the Gersa Rabbi Nachananel is worth remembering there, right? Vayatzas Esh B'tzion, V'chazel Roi Laso Sum HaLatova, he, especially the Rambam L'shitaso, Imena Mamunim B'tzdaka Noagin Kishura. So if the, you know, Mamunim B'tzdaka are not behaving appropriately, if they don't have the requisite competency for the area, so the Rambam who said that being a Chacham was one of the prerequisites to being a Gabbai Tzdaka, so the Gdolei HaChachamim would react to that, right? If they didn't see that kind of, let's say, Chachma being manifest in an appropriate way. Pachos Mizeh, Sheyedah Ani Miminatol V'lo Yidah Hanosein, Kedok Gdolei HaChachamim, it's like Reb Abba, Shayu Tzarin Amos V'Sadineum, Avshin Achareim V'ayin Aniyim V'notlin Kidei Shelo Yelan Busha. So we quoted yesterday from the Gaon, where the Gaon said, look, in the end of the day, you know, you have to prioritize Marukva over Reb Abba. This is a very clear idea because of the Boshas factor. Just go over that Gaon. Right, Marukva Rabbi Mikomako Marukva Adif Shein Mizboshesh Klal. I noted that the Rambam is picked up verbatim here, as he often is in Matnos Aniyim, by the Mechaber. Well, let's take a look at the Beis Yosef. Mashkazam Ala Gedolehi Meinam Mulim Ala Tzaka Noagin Kishura. Right, the Rambam sees this as maybe Bidiyeved, the optimal thing to do. In other words, Bidiyeved, if the Gabbai Tzaka are falling down on the job, so then this becomes, you know, part of the ma'ala. In other words, the ma'alos change based on, you know, the competency of the people that are in charge. Okay, Parakam de Babastra, aha, deso yitzaka shematzal samisa mishuna no senes ve'enu yodele minosna, no la ve'enu yodele minosla, amina nosna ve'enu yodele minosla, lafuke midamar okva, because he knew who the recipient was, he knew the address of the ani, notla ve'enu yodea mimi notla, lafuke midrababa, who again, was Mavshil Kelav Leachorav, he put it behind him. The only thing that he was checking for, we said yesterday, Rabbi Abba was checking for Ramaos, right? So we thought that was a kiyum in the Chayav Adam Lizar, b'mitzvah aseh shel tzedakah. You have to be very careful. Okay, ve Elohechi Leavid Leisa Larnaki shel tzedakah, Mokil Adahadu Tafka, b'demani Allah ki Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. So he says, now, this is exactly what the Rambam was talking about. The Kupa Shel Tzedaka might be the better option, but for that you need Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. You need somebody who's really going to be responsible in terms of dispensation. So that's Rabbi Abba. Pirish Rashi. Matzli Enei Mata Enav Klape Achorav. Liro shelo yavo ramai shows atzmo ani viyatirem. Mashma la Rambam d'haydi marukva adifa mid Rabbi Abba. Very clear, because Rambam used the language pachos miza, pachos miza. Mishum de Rabbi Abba ha ani mizbayish ktas shaharehu matir hasadin biyado v'notel hamaus mashenkin b'haydi marukva. This is a very, very important line, I have to say, in the Beis Yosef. Anybody pick up on how he conceptualizes it? In other words, up until now, the way that I've been presenting it, I think responsibly, is that the reason that Yediyah Sa'ani is a lower level than Yediyah Sa'ashir is specifically because the Ani experiences some boshes, right? He knows to whom he is beholden. But what was the chiddush of the Beis Yosef? Shimi? Right, and that he has to be physically involved, right? Sherehu matir hasadin biyado v'notel hamos, right? So having to have him involved in this way, right, is something, it's not just the idea, but this is something which is reflective of a little bit, I wouldn't necessarily use the term degrading, that might be a bit strong, but might not protect the dignity of the Ani. So there are different ways of thinking about this issue of Boshes, you know, one of them is simply the idea that the Ani has of the person to whom he is beholden. The Beis Yosef was focused a little bit on having to do something physical. So again, a very important nafkamina would be, you know, let's say there was Yediyas Ha'ani, but you know, he didn't have to do anything physical. That's an important idea. I think that's a very important nafkamina. So I wanted to show you the Aruch HaShulchan at this point. Hamadrega Raviya Shani Yodea Mimi Notel, right? That's a lower level than the Yodea Sa'ashir. It's Rab Abba instead of Marakva. Vena Nosin Yodea Lamina. Sankimo Goya Chachamim, Hayutsarin Hamaus, Visadinea Mashlichan Osan Achrayan, Ubayan Aniyam Vinotlin, Kide Shalo Yelam Busha. Aduashib is Manenu Zeh, Eaf Shalasos Kane. The Aruch HaShulchan, writing as a community Rav, says, you know, you have to be practical about these things too. Shiyachtafu asastaka she'ina mehuganim. And this is the experience that there's too many dishonest people out there. V'amuganim lo yagi alahem klal. Right? And the real travesty is that the people who really need it are not going to behave in this aggressive fashion. Kimoshanu ro'im b'makom she'mechalkim tzedaka begaloi. We see that the people who get the money are not necessarily the ones who deserve it. The people who deserve it are not getting what they need. And I think that this is a very significant point. In other words, the Rambam's Malos HaTzedakah are critical, they're vital abstract principles, but if you see that in principle they're not working, there's no virtue in insisting on a Mala Gedola Bioser if it's not working. Right? There is something results-oriented about Tzedakah. Okay? So this is an extremely high burden, because it requires one not just to know what the halacha is in theory, but it requires on the ground. You have to know that people are being served properly. So the Aruch HaShulchan is obviously very involved in this, right? Sitkas Hashem Asam Mishpatav in Israel. All the Rabbanim in Eastern Europe were very, very involved. They didn't have Project Ezra. And even if Project Ezra is involved, every Rav has a sacred obligation to be involved in all of the Inyanei Tzedakah v'Chesed. You know that was, you know, Reb Chaim as well. Most famously, I guess, Reb Chaim. But that doesn't just mean, you know, you say that, okay, this is the halacha, somebody asked you a shayla, and you said, okay, this person has kedimas because he's aniya yircha, he's been here for longer, whatever it is. That's not sufficient. So the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, you have to know on the ground what the responsibilities are. That's extremely important. And again, it requires a time commitment, and it requires a follow-through. Okay, so let's take a look now at the Gemara in Masechta Ksuvos, because I think you see another expansion of this. So I think the Aruch HaShulchan is a very significant expansion in terms of saying that the obligation is not merely, again, one of principle, but also one of practice, that you have to ensure the result, the totzah. So let's try to appreciate what it is that Marukva here expands at the end. Very important halachic expansion. So Marukva, again, that was the paragon of Yediyah Sa'ashir, B'li Yediyah Sa'ani. Ma'ukva hava anya b'shivivu, seda b'ragil ishidur alei, arba me'azuze, komala yom adichipura. Very interesting, right? Right before Yom Kippur. You can imagine why he chose Yom Kippur, right? Both in terms of, you know, a good time for the ani. There would be hotzaos at Erev Yom HaKippurim, let alone first sukkis as well. But I can't imagine a better way to go into Yom Kippur than to have, you know, these kinds of zechuyos. So komala yom adichipura, yom achad shadrinu nihale bi'ad b'rei. So Mar Ukva, apparently busy on Erev Yom Kippur, understandably sends it with his son. So Asa Amar Le Lo Tzarech, Amar Mai Chazes, Chazi Dekam Zalfi Le Yain Yashan, Amar Mefane Kule Hai, Aifinu Vishadrinu Nihale. So his son came back and reported to him that they were pouring out very expensive wine, in front of this individual to create a Reach Tov. And so the son said, you know, father, this isn't an ani who deserves anything. So the Marukva's response was just the opposite, that if this is the level that he's reached, then the De Machsoru Asher Yechsar Lo means that we probably have to send him even more. He wanted to check over the tzedakos that he had been involved in. So Ashkach Tavaksiv Be Shivas Alfe Dinaris Yanki. So he'd given an enormous amount of tzedakah over the course of his life. Amar Zivadi Klili V'Archa Rachikta. Zvadi clearly means that the tzeda is ma'at. I only prepared a very small amount of provisions, and yet the derech is very expansive. Right? So kam bizbaze lepalge mamone. And he got up and he took half of his assets at that point, but just before he was about to die, and he committed them to tzedakah. So hechi avid ha'achi. So how could he do this? Remember, Rabbi Eloi be'usha iskinu ha'mevazvez al-yivazvez yosr mechomesh. Right? What about 20%? Hani mili mechayim shamayirid minuchasav lo yeh b'chavion. Avalach harmisa leislan ba. So a person can give as much as they really need to give. So Marukva apparently, you know, felt in a very visceral way, this is really worth knowing, zvadi kalila v'orcha rechikta, that in terms of, you know, the olam ha'emes, to come there without the zechuyos of having been marbe b'tzdaka is something that he was not prepared to do. And I think we've gotten a sense of just how careful Marukva was through the various, you know, agadatot shehem lahalacha here, for sure. So this is yet another expansion. Al yivazir yoser mechomesh does not apply, right? That only applies mechayim, but certainly lifnei hamisa, it would not apply that sense. So a number of very important expansions today. Number one, the Beis Yosef, who thinks that it's not just yediyas ha'ani, which makes it a greater source of boshes, but him having to do anything degrading in the process. That's number one. Number two is the expansion of the Aruch HaShulchan, that the malos hatzdaka are only as good as the practicality of it. You have to have a sense of what's working and what's not working. And you can't claim naivete. Naivete is no excuse when it comes to tzedakah. Number three, the expansion of Marukva, hani mi lemechayim, aval, you know, la'achar misa leislan ba, and that sense that he had of zvadi kilili ve'orcha v'chekta. Okay, it should be zechus for, you know, all of the things that are going on in Eretz Yisrael.